The team at Violent Gentlemen saw what I could do at their weekly skate and decided it was time to make our relationship official. Proud to announce the newest sponsor of the Eat 'Em Up podcast, Orange County's finest Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club.
Get ready for some hot takes, off-the-wall topics, and candid conversations with current and former players. It's time for Eat 'Em Up with Emerson Edom.
Yo, 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 Eat 'Em Up. We got JoJo. Yes, we got DJ JoJo in the Kriya studio right now. And JoJo, it feels so good having you here. Oh. And I must say, like, when we get guests coming, you know, we have Jesse Pollock, or we have Decadon, or, you know, I'm shaking in my boots and you know, sometimes I'm getting a little nervous. You know what I mean? Getting a little nervous with what kind of primetime guests we have. Steve Carell. Yeah. Oh, he's, you know, shaking in my boots. And, you know, for you coming in here, it's smooth sailing. You know, I no nerves. It's just like we're chilling on the porch,
yeah,
hanging out, talking Ducks hockey.
I'm glad I can make you comfortable about that way. I don't know if I should be flattered or almost insulted, you know, because if I'm not making you nervous, then what does that really then mean, you know?
You're my boy. You're my
exactly.
boy.
And yeah, there we go.
Before we hopped on air here, you told me something that it cut deep. It cut really deep, and just tell the listeners what kind of our backstory is. I'm guaranteeing not a whole lot of people know this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I started here with the organization back in 2010, and I remember one of my most memorable moments, at least, you know, getting into the job and getting to know the team was after that was the NHL draft. And, you know, seeing you being drafted locally here from Long Beach, the draft was in LA. So it really felt like, you know, obviously super local home. It was really cool to see, man. And, you know, and to honestly get into it even more, like me, you know, being Filipino, person of color by definition, obviously, right? Like to see you again, also a person of color, you know, going into hockey. Obviously, I'm different. I'm working for the team. I started on the street team and whatnot, and getting ready to like to know the weeds of like how to hype up fans here. But to see you getting drafted again from Long Beach, local guy, like I felt connected to that.
You felt connected to the year round tans. That's what you felt connected to. Hey, I'm right there with you. Speaking of our gorgeous year round tans, JoJo, you're rocking. We called it. We were connecting before we hopped on air here, and you called it a mono. You know, it was a mono color.
Just the one color logo shirt. Simple.
And it caught my eye. It looks so fresh.
Yes.
I'm going to pick myself up one actually after. Well, they're doing some construction going on. I tried to stop by the team store, and little remodification going on, a couple hours. Absolutely. I'm going to be back. I'm going to make my way back there, and I'm going to pick this thing up.
You got to get it.
And I just ordered a jersey for my main man, Decadon. Just,
let's go.
Just spoke on it, and he's going to rock it on stage. Getting turned. And so anyway,
he's legit. We got to get him out to a game too.
What do you do? A little duo,
a little guest set. Yeah. Come on. Let's talk.
My two favorite DJs together. That would make my world. A lot of good stuff, Steph. Let's bring it to some fan text messages that we actually missed. There was so much shenanigans going on with Steve and AD when they're on that. We totally blew it off. But you know what? We're going to start first. We're going to put some things aside, and we'll get all to the nitty gritty here in a second, but we're going to put those things aside. We're going to do this first because our fans come first.
Come on,
JoJo. I mean, our fans are just the best. They spew Orange Country. We love them. I'm going to lay it up to you, producer Steph. So let's hear the first one.
First question here, you know, Emerson, love the pod. If you could provide input on the design of a Ducks third jersey, what would you want to see? Be creative, make it fire. As always, let's go Ducks.
And of course, the question's directed to me. I'm going to actually dish it off to my main man, JoJo, over here. You started off. I'll try to match the quality of your answer because I know it's going to be fire. Okay. Third jersey,
let's hear it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the new jerseys themselves are sick. So to play off that, I'd love to see like a sleek black version. You know, obviously, hey, we're leaning into the orange. It's orange country. But, you know, I think even a nod to our prior jerseys before this year and putting this new logo on a black jersey, maybe keeping the orange pants, maybe going black on that as well. But for the jersey itself, yeah, I'd like to see the nice black, sleek, clean.
I've thought about this a whole lot. And when I've thought about a third jersey, it's been black. You said it. So I'm not going to, I gotta just add my own little flair here. And it's almost just off the cuff, and I'm just going to roll with it. It's a high risk, high reward play here. What about if the third jersey was, and I'm tossing out a team, but it's the similar kind of dynamic of the Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
And it's got the purple and the orange, right?
Yeah.
So if you think purple, orange in the dynamic, it's been done. Yes. And I'm just saying a little flair. If you look at loud jerseys as far as designs, you look at the Kachina for the old Arizona Coyotes, right? Yep. So it's like it can work. Not saying it's a Kachina, you know, Native American design. No, I'm not saying that. But some kind of SoCal, orange country, waves.
Yep. But then still have a nod to the, yes, the plum a little,
yes,
bit.
Yes, okay. A nod to the history, purple and orange.
Wow.
I'll be honest. When I see the Phoenix Suns, I see a lot of those shorts, those basketball shorts out and about, and it has the old school flair for them.
And that's it orange goes. With the purple
it
shorts.
Goes. It goes. Go. And the flying basketball, it goes.
Okay.
So you have that. Hey, come on, Bumps. Hey, Bumps. That's, sure. that's
so we're leaning on black, but with
you got
some
your
touches.
Third.
Yeah.
You got your third. You got the JoJo third, and then you got the special edition third. 2.0.
So, but would your jersey, Emmer. Like the base of the jersey, though, would that be the plum for you?
That's a good question.
Or is it that, like black, hey, that, with some now accents? You know what I mean? Like
brain busters.
We're getting here from. This is a whole episode in itself.
Yes. So this is so juicy. So because the jersey, you know, the orange.
Yep.
Right. The base has got to be the plum. So the base has got to be the purple.
Ooh.
And the orange mixed in as the complimentary
wow.
piece.
Wow. I think that's bolder than my choice.
They're both bold.
They're both bold.
And they both could be fire.
Let's go.
Steph, question two.
Question two. Lukasz Dostal was amazing last season, and I have a feeling John Gibson is going to bounce back in a major way. Who is most likely to be goalie of the future in Anaheim?
JoJo, let's hear it.
You know, honestly, seeing Callie Klang playing preseason has me excited. And honestly, like from the time I've been here with the Ducks and been a fan, we've always had like true dynamic duos at the goalie position. I mean, I'm talking about Jonas Hiller and Frederik Andersen, John Gibson and Ryan Miller. Like it was like any given night, you felt good, you know. And even Gibby, you know, recently in the last couple of years with Dostal, like again, like. Either guy in net, I feel good. So, yeah, Callie Klang is definitely one that I'm excited for.
All good points there. All really good points. If you look back to this organization, it's like we haven't had a bad goalie.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure, both starters and backups have both been, if you look at Victor Fass and Freddie Andersen and I guess it would have been Hiller. And Fast.
Oh, Hiller and Fast. Yeah.
It would have been Hiller and Fast. And then, I mean, they were unbelievable.
Yeah.
They were unbelievable together. Then you have Freddie, and then, you know, they're mixed up who's playing with who. But Freddie and then Gibby originally.
Yep.
How about that duo?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Freddie dominating on the East Coast. He's out for like a freaking whole year, yep. And he comes back. Just those numbers are insane. And the list goes on. I mean, Gibby's obviously been just the guy for so long now. But now you have Gibby and you have Lukasz Dostal. Because Gibby's been the guy for so long, right? Lukasz comes in, Pertaining to the question itself of who's the goalie of the future, I'm saying Gibby has been the guy.
He's the guy.
He's still the guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Now, the dose wall comes in. He's the future, right? 100%. So yeah. That's how I'm going to just frame that. Gibby's been the guy. He still is the guy. Luke Gosch comes in.
Yep.
He's the guy. So yeah. Now you have two of the guys, which doesn't happen. And that's why I'm calling both of them just the head honchos.
Exactly.
in the goaltending department. And I mean, you named a couple of who's in the pipeline, but I mean, think about the pickup of Oscar Dansk. You know, he's got some great minor league numbers. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, he looked good in that first game Tuesday night in that win. I think that's a great pickup. And Sudsy continues to do such good things, and Glasser and our whole goaltending, and that's what they're calling it, a department now. It's a solidified goaltending department. They're doing a phenomenal job. Steph, next one.
Cutter Gauthier will be a finalist for the Calder. Also, he's going to score a Hattie in Philly on January 11th.
Whoa. Was that a question, or that was just a statement? That was just a straight, like that wasn't even a question.
Yeah. We can't mention sports betting on this one, but he seems like he has, you know, a mindset of he knows what he wants. Hey, I love it. Especially, don't you love that confidence?
Oh, absolutely.
The fans are confident. Players are confident. I mean, you're seeing it just, I mean, in the game last night, no, we didn't come out with the dub, but the confidence is just at an all-time high. The passes are quicker. They're playing faster. They're just more confident, making more confident plays. There's a guy always at the net. Good things to come. Cutter did have 12 shots last night.
Yeah.
So
it was a treat, man, because
12 shots. It's not like it's the equivalent of a hat trick. You know, I'm not saying that, but it's got to be worth something more than just, you know, there's 12 shots. I would like to see the record, and it's only preseason. I get it, but 12 shots, and Steph, that's some homework for you. Most shots on goal by a player in National Hockey League history. Now that's going to show regular season. Maybe they got preseason. I don't know.
12 shots regardless.
12 shots. I've never seen that. So I would like to get, it's not going to be far off from the record. Good stuff. Steph, next one.
What is your favorite city on the road and why?
Well, you don't travel with the team, JoJo.
I don't, but I have been to a few different cities over the.
So what I'm going to do here. Pretty soon we're going to have you DJing on the charter planes.
Let's go
to city. That's what's going to happen. There's going to be back of the plane and whatever the players need to focus. JoJo's going to be in the back with the media staff putting on a show. That's going to happen.
Yo.
So when that time comes and you're on the road with us DJing with the PR and the media in the back, players are taking their pregame naps and everything. What city would you most like to go to?
Ooh, I would say, man, I got to hit like the New York spots, Madison Square Garden, you know, I that's one that really comes to mind first. But last year, too, I checked out, you know, I traveled with some fans out to Tampa Bay. We even hit up a Panthers game as well out there. So I definitely get it. Yeah, it was.
I remember that now.
It's good. Yeah. Even last year, went out to Toronto for All-Star. I DJed over at All-Star. So, you know, it was really cool to rep the Ducks in Toronto, where you could consider like the mecca of hockey and DJ at the All-Star game. But that's another one, though, that now that I saw it as All-Star, like I got to go back and see the Ducks play there.
We're going to get into the million different things you're up to because you're nonstop in a different city literally every day, which is fantastic. That wraps up the questions.
What about you, though? I know.
Yeah. I want to touch on the Madison Square Garden, because Madison Square Garden, there's something about the original six, and I've said it probably 2-3 times since I've, you know, been in this position, that the original six barns, and you don't have the old Joe, and but the original six barns, they're majestic. You know what I mean? In a sense that they have that darker feel to them. It's like a theater present. Like when you're in Madison Square Garden, the lights are just a tad dimmer, and it's almost like you're playing in one of those old time. Yeah, you flip on NHL Network, they're playing one of the classic games, right? 1950 or whatever. And those dim lights, it's something special. It's like you're feeling, it's like you're back in those times and you're feeling just that that majestic, anything you see on those classic games, you know, and it's something else. Let's get to some of the nitty gritty here. Jojo, what are, oh yeah, what about mine? I was pumping up all the original six barn. What city am I most looking forward to? I really enjoyed when AD joined us in me and Steve in Dallas there. Unbelievable. Went out to dinner and it was just a blast. So I think back to that Dallas night. It was so much fun.
Let me ask you this. Like, has it changed now that you're on this side, like as a broadcaster versus like when you're a player in terms of like that favorite barn, you know, to go to?
That's a good question. Definitely. I mean, we don't, for listeners out there, the PR staff, media, we're not in the meal room with the players, right? Training staff, equipment, they're all, you know, part of the meals, coaches, of course, but we're just on our, we as a media crew, broadcast, John Allers, Hazy, the gang. I mean, we go out to eat. So we kind of got our thing going. It's fantastic. And then the players are on their team pay. I mean, we just yesterday when we were at Arctic and we were talking to the players, right? Bromance, you know, just it's Stromer and Frankie V. They're looking forward to going into New York as we heard.
Yep.
And that's what it is. It's being with your teammates. So it's definitely different. Both situate, if you're a player, you're hanging out with your boys, your teammates, and then media is just hanging out with your boys and girls together, and it's definitely different in that sense. I look forward to a lot of different places, but Vancouver's always, I don't know, I circle Vancouver on the calendar, not just because I played there, but the people are great. You know, people are great. The city is just, even if it rains, you know, I think any other, I'm not a rain guy if it's any other city, but Vancouver, even if it rains, the air is just so clean and pure.
I love it.
And yeah, and there's something about Vancouver. It never gets too cold. Yeah, it gets chillier, of course. Actually, we're on the tarmac, and that was one of the colder tarmac. You know, we're walking, okay, get through security, going on the plane, and Vancouver, it was one of the colder tarmac experience all last year. And so that was interesting for all the cold places and even, you know, at East Coast swings being cold, Minnesota. Yeah, that one was cold. So that one definitely caught my attention. If you love today's content, then I'd love for you to take a trip over to VGHC.com or stop by their Costa Mesa flagship store to see what the club is cooking up for hockey fans worldwide. Jojo, what inspirations, what music genres really influenced you and maybe starting out whenever you started really loving just music? I don't know, maybe you're one of these in the womb jamming to whatever your mom was listening to, but what really inspired you and just kind of what you're bringing stylistic wise today? Like what are some of your big influences genre-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big hip hop guy through and through. You know, like my top 40 stuff too. And even before, and actually during my start here, I was kind of working in radio at the same time too. So you know, just the inspiration to start even DJing just really came from like, okay, I'm embedded with it. I was on the street team on both Ducks and radio at the same time. And mostly my job was to kind of promote at the time, the radio station and promote the Ducks. And to tie it more with the Ducks, it was kind of like we, at, at that time back in 2010. It's crazy. We were just kind of playing like iPods. I don't know if anyone knows what iPods are anymore, which is nuts. But it, I was like, you know what? I feel like we could do more with this. And I had an interest in DJing. So I just picked up my first, set of DJ equipment, started kind of training myself and then kind of inserting myself into events like, hey, don't worry about bringing the iPod. I'm going to mix live here. And then that just kind of amped up to eventually DJing, games. And I never thought that would happen. I went from like kind of going to a sponsor location in the parking lot, just promoting the Ducks, to then being asked to, you know, hey, can you do the parking lot out here as people are walking in? I thought that was a huge deal because I'm like, cool, I'm setting a tone as people are walking in from the parking lots and stuff. And then through that, it was, you know, powers that be were like, hey, you want to try out a game? And I'm like, whoa, that's the main show. So going back to your question, it's kind of like, yeah, I'm a big hip hop head, top 40, big rock head too. I like alternative rock, like the punk stuff. But once I started dipping in the games, it was like, doesn't really matter what my personal preference is. I gotta hit everybody, you know? So from all the different age ranges, where people are from, like that all goes into factor. You know, there's so many different people in the building. So for me, I was like, I gotta hit all the genres, and that's what I continue to do now.
That's awesome. And what about DJs specifically? Is it a Steve Aoki throwing cakes into the crowd? Like, who DJ wise in more of what you're doing now, DJ, DJs that you grew up listening to? I mean, who inspired
you?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, Calvin Harris was always a big one for me. You know, Avicii, rest in peace. Big inspiration for me as well in terms of like the high energy, like EDM stuff. Shout out to the local DJs out here and just the Raider world. Vic One, he's actually the DJ for the Kings, but he was on, you know, Big Boy's Neighborhood for a long time, and would listen to him every single morning from like, you know, just like the stylistic side of actually mixing, the hip hop, all that. So, good mix of like your big room DJs that are still crushing it, like in nightclubs and festivals all over the world, to, your local guys here too.
And talk a little bit about just the responsibility, because you do such a good job of getting the energy going in Honda Center. Talk about just what that means to be the guy to get everyone buzzing.
Yeah. You know, last year was kind of the first year I really dipped into playing like a host role for the organization. And, it's been an honor. And, I think leading into it, I think there's been this perception that like Ducks fans or like just Orange County is a little more mellow, you know? And not to say that's bad, like, hey, you're coming to enjoy the game, but like we want to amp this energy up, you know? And so to be that voice to get people going, it's a huge honor for sure.
Touching on, I'm combining the two, speaking on last year, being in that new role and like I mentioned, being the guy to turn up Honda Center. You started from essentially not the bottom, but you worked your way up. And shout out to the Anaheim Ducks for really that being a consistent theme of rewarding hard work and through the ownership on down. I mean, whether it's Aaron Teets, a guy that just works so hard. Look at him now. Shout out to David Shanker, who's in a huge role.
Man, I was on the street team with David Shanker.
I know.
Started together, man. And I remember, hey, shout out to my man Shank, because we used to tell each other back on street team, like, hey, what do you want to do? And like my whole thing was like, yeah, I want to grow within marketing and like help out with the giveaways, maybe even eventually manage this team that we're currently on right now. And that came to fruition. And then honestly, like the DJing host stuff, like that rose like alongside with it, that I wasn't necessarily expecting, but I rode that wave too. And you know, blessed to be in the position I am now for sure. But I remember back then he was like, man, like I want to be on the hockey up side. I want to travel with the team and I want to like, and so I'm proud of him for making that leap too. And he's crushing it. We were both in each other's weddings, you know, we're like, we're boys. And it all started from that core squad back in, you know, 2011.
Congrats to the both of you. And, just your work ethics. It's on full display day in and day out. And I remember the street team and Shanks being a part of that because I was like, dude, Shanks, I need that jacket. You remember those white jackets that you have?
Yeah.
So I actually used the white, what is it, the street team jacket? I was like, I need one of those. I actually used it for the warm up and the boys gave me such a hard time, you know, because it wasn't a part of the, you know, what we were wearing as far as the equipment. I'm sure, you know, Muggsy and Sluggo. I mean, they're like, dude, like, you know, wear the under gear that we're, you know, but I'm like, dude, no, that goes so hard.
Wow. That white rocking street team gear.
For my warm as Getsy and the boys are chirping me. Unbelievable. Hey, you're busy, like a lot going on. Just tell us about everything from, you just touched on it, street team, just your progress within the Ducks organization and cover it all.
Yeah.
Where you started, now where you are in. To this point in time, how many different things you got going on with the Ducks?
Oh, man. Yeah. So I'll make this as quick as possible. But, you know, back in 2010, that's when I got hired in. Again, like we said earlier, that's the year that you got drafted too. So it's cool that we kind of got our starts, obviously, on way different levels. But nonetheless, we're really starting here with the Ducks. Back in 2010. So I was on the street team for about 5 seasons. And, you know, I was 18 when I first started. So it was cool to kind of like go through college and get that experience. And by the time I got 5 years in, I was still like, man, I was still only 23. So it was cool to then jump into this marketing assistant role. You know, just helping out the department. That was the goal, to just like make my way into marketing. And then from there, you know, went up to a coordinator, eventually an assistant manager. Now I'm the manager. My office title here is manager of marketing and promotions. And then alongside with that was just this rise to DJing too, again, from being on the street team and DJing like at our events, watch parties, stuff like that, to then, you know, being here at Honda Center, then getting inside and doing the main show. That all kind of happen side by side. Now as well, I manage now a team of DJs, which is really cool that the demand from an organizational standpoint has grown to the point where, like, you know, I can't DJ a game and events and something over at one of our other, you know, locations within OC.
Can't be 80 places in one day.
Yeah. So it's great. I love him. That's just continuing to grow. I recently, within the last couple of years, picked up managing Wild Wing, our mascot. So
we'll get to him here shortly and his absolutely. Extreme makeover.
Yeah.
Wild Wing edition.
Yeah.
Talk about, and you just said just a ton. That's how much and how busy you are, but you also got Angels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to us about Angels. Like, you know, what's good with your role DJing, get, you know, with the,
for sure,
with the Angels?
Yeah. You know, I honestly, it's, I call it kind of like my fun summer job, you know, being here and in addition to the DJing and stuff, being in like the inner workings of the organization, and being, you know, full time, I guess, in a sense, you know, planning all our upcoming giveaways. That's another thing. But I didn't even nod to that. Like, we, between me, Schmitty, and the team, like we create those, you know, the bobbleheads, like the giveaway hats, like all, you know, the t-shirts, all that, all those things that you see, like, oh, first 10,000 fans, you know, get this. Like, we're building all that. We're putting the ordering in and executing those giveaways. But
all right, JoJo's working too much. We got to get the labor laws in here. Dude. Hey, we got to investigate how much JoJo's working here. No, I know you love it.
It's wild, man. But yeah, no, it's definitely blessed. But in terms of the angels, you know, shout out to Davin. He was the one that gave me a chance to DJ and even do my first host hit here with the Ducks. He moved over to the Angels and asked me to come through. And just like add what we do here to their show out there. And it's been a blast, man. And I'm lucky that it's across the street, you know,
it's nice.
It's very nice. And shout out to all the Angels fans, which I know are a lot of Ducks fans too.
I love watching those videos of you DJing those games, and it's so fun. It's the same. Cause I get that same feeling of when you do it at Honda, and it's like just outside, different vibe. Yeah. And it's,
you know, it's a crazy night on both sides. It's like when the Angels do Ducks night, and then when we do Angels night here, it's just like, man, all the worlds are just colliding, and it's a blast.
What about Disneyland?
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, that was a goal, you know, to kind of hit the trifecta of here in Anaheim. I guess, I don't know if they're still using the term, the Platinum Triangle. That came through, doing a couple years, of Ducks Days at Disney. And I kind of, you know, was DJing on behalf of the Ducks, obviously, for those days. And then, yeah, they signed me on for a contract. And I had my Disney debut on New Year's Eve this past New Year's Eve. And it was actually after a Ducks game, too. So I had to go from the Ducks game straight down Catella to Disneyland. And I was on stage within, you know, like less than an hour from the end of the Ducks game and rocked in the new year with them. It's great.
Any Disneyland hacks?
Oh, dude.
If you're just, I don't know.
How much time do we have? That is not only an episode, that's a whole nother podcast in general.
Grab your sleeping bag. We're staying here overnight in the Korea suit.
Hey, shout out to the Disney fan. Hey, I'm a big Disney head. Hey, make fun of me all you want. Call me a Disney adult, whatever. Hey, that's me.
So if you're an out of towner.
Yeah.
What is there anything? And you just said what, the Platinum Triangle?
Yeah,
or the trifecta?
It's Disneyland and Honda Center and Angels.
Am I remembering that correctly? The Platinum Triangle. Okay, yeah. Steph, book JoJo for every other episode of Eat 'Em Up from here on out.
Yo.
Oh wow, that is, I've never heard that.
Yeah. Well, the biggest hack I'll give you is, man, go early. Like just wake up, let's just tough it out, go early and make the most out of your day. You know, like that's the biggest thing. And people like have this like conception that like theme park food is, you know, bad. Like, dude, Disneyland has some of the best food that I've ever had. Like, I'll literally go with wifey to just go get dinner, not even go on a ride, bounce home. So.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get into it. I was going to get into the payment and make sure you're paying. We've seen how that all goes down. I'm just going to say, get there early. That's a good point. And the lines are already just, when you get on those, the trains there, right?
Yeah.
The lines, you get there early, the lines are already going. Yeah. So,
man. But you're beating out the people that are like, I'm not trying to go at like 7 a.m.
The weather's cool, you know, at that time.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Dude, the lines are short. Like, it's good. It's worth it.
That's very good advice, especially if you're coming from Florida. Come on, wake up early. Get some nice sausage links in you at downtown Disney?
Yeah.
Wait, do they have breakfast places?
Absolutely.
What would be a nice breakfast joint there?
Oh, man. Honestly, like, I would say Earl of Sandwich is solid.
Early Sandwich.
Yeah. Earl of Sandwich.
Earl of Sandwich. So you just get a breakfast, Sandy, at Earl of Sandwich.
But here's the thing, man. I personally think there's a, dude, in Disneyland, they have this breakfast chimichanga. You ever had a chimichanga?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, they have a breakfast chimmy that like sells out.
Sorry. And this is where?
This is at Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right, wow. right in front of Big Thunder Mountain. Man, you're getting me all excited right now, bro. This is going to turn into a Disney podcast for the rest of the time. Let's just shift.
We'll send them an invoice. What has been your biggest eye opener? You've laid it all out.
Man.
The thousand things you do. You crush every single category. We love you here. What's been your biggest eye opener? Just through everything, through this DJing journey.
Yeah. I would say beating the misconception and proving wrong that like Ducks fans are mellow and quiet. Like, man, it's been loud last year, loud, even last night, like the preseason, right? Obviously we're not expecting a full barn, but man, you put out like, hey, like, let's get amped up for Anaheim Ducks. And it was loud in the building. We even tried to do, we're trying to do a new quack chant, bringing that back, cool, you know, from the movies and doing that leading up to a power play, you know? So wow. it's like, boom, like whistle. We're clearly on the power play. Ref skates up, clearly, you know, puts out the call. And then right after that, like, it's like, you know, the guys are skating up. It's like, quack, 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 quack. And then Phil's going to come in and do his iconic, you know, power play call. Like, it's going to be so great. We kind of tested it out a little bit last night. And I was like, man, with this amount of people in the building and it's this loud, I cannot wait to opening night and the rest of the season to really get that going. It's going to be sweet.
Steph, mark that down in your notes to make that a mandatory organizational task right there. Making sure quack chant leading up to, you said power plays.
Yeah. Power plays specifically.
100 power plays specific.
But we might that do it is, other times.
I'm not saying you can, but have that be the thing.
Yeah.
Leading up to power plays.
Yeah. Legit. Oh. I know.
Okay. So Steph's written it down. It's an organizational mandatory thing for Eat 'em Up here.
Yeah.
And then JoJo, next meeting. It has to be done.
Yeah.
It has to be done.
Yeah. Another thing too, dude, we changed up the goal song this year too. Look, I get Pennywise Brohim has been iconic. We won the cup with that song. Yeah. But as we turn the page from celebrating 30 years of Ducks hockey and turning that new page for the next 30 and beyond, I think it was time, you know, it was time to change it. And with the Offspring being our goal song, it really just embraces, you know, just really embraces like our love for Orange County. They're from Orange County. They're Ducks fans. We have an awesome relationship with them. We did a come out and play night last year and to kind of keep that going and really rock with a band that rocks with us.
I really love that. Good. And for the Ducks fans that are Ducks fans might have missed this one, Offspring song titled
Coming For You.
Coming For You.
We're coming for you. Like love. That like lyrically makes sense too. It's great.
You just tossed out so much heat within the last minute. It's crazy. Moving on. What? You were a big part of, and we're going to talk promos here coming up for the season. You were a big part of the blanket giveaway.
Yep.
You're a big part of everything, but I'm saying as if that has some effect at this point. We're so immune to it. You had a huge part in that blanket giveaway. I want to touch on the overalls that you created out of the blanket giveaway because I just think it shows how talented you are. Touch on the overalls. Dude, because when I saw that, I'm like...
That's my wife, man.
That wasn't you. I'm like, here he is, not even sleeping. He's up stitching his overalls.
You can call me creative from a DJ host standpoint, but when it comes to crafts, like, man, I couldn't be any worse. Like, my hand would be cut from the needle, like, immediately if I try to do that. But you know, shout out to the wifey, man. She really killed those overalls. She even made Wild Wings Halloween costume last year. So she is definitely like the arts and crafts, you know, person in the marriage for sure. I can't take any credit for that. And I gotta say, that post that I did was like the most viral post that I ever had in terms of just like reach to people I don't even like know. Like, people were hitting me up like, yo, where can I buy these? I told wifey, I was like, are you down? She's like, no, those took me like 3 days to make. Like,
and that's Orange Country, right? That's the fans, right?
Yeah.
That's I mean, just Duck fans are so hardcore Duck fans for all the right reasons, and it's incredible. We love it. Talk about promos. Talk about what's coming. I mean, and well, hey, maybe you can't say one or two things. Yeah. Fine. Any teasers? Anything we should eat? Even themes, not even in particular giveaway specifically what the item is, but yeah. What can you share with us, man, when it comes to promos this year?
Well, opening night's going to be awesome. We have a rally towel that we're going to put on all the seats. And we want y'all waving them all night. And it's cool. It's a double-sided towel that, you know, it's to show the New Jerseys, showcase the New Jerseys. So that's really cool. And, you know, we already want that playoff type atmosphere right from the get-go on opening night, because that's going to complement the new show that I don't even want to get too much into, because we have so much in store for you guys. I mean, huge shout out to our owners, Henry and Susan Semmelli. Like, they put in over $5 million in just improvements to the show. And man, you're definitely going to see it, and it's going to be wild. So to just add that compliment of like everyone coming in the building, and it's going to be all orange with those towels on the seats. We're going to be there the night before putting a towel in every single seat. So if you want to come through and help, let me know. We need it. Emerson's
I'm in. I'm in.
No.
Hey,
but yeah, no. No,
I'm in. You heard it when JoJo asked something of me. I'm there.
Yeah, and you know, we have some cool bobbleheads coming out this year. Still in progress, but it'll be worth the wait. Trust me on that. Another fun part of the year is we're kind of doing this like hat trick November. We're going to be giving away three hats. The first one being our Celebración del Día de Muertos hat, actually designed by Gus Jaimez himself, which I know he tied you up recently. So his design will be on the front of the hat. And then we're going to be the military appreciation hat is back as well. And then huge shout out to Samuel, Mission Band of Indians. We're going to be bringing back that Native American heritage hat that was so popular last year.
I was just wearing it the other day.
Yeah. So hopefully that becomes, you know, a year to year thing. You know, we got a couple of t-shirts on the schedule too. Cool little, I don't know if you've seen this craze with like the Trader Joe's bags. Like, they're these like mini tote bags that like people go nuts for. They're like not even.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But we're doing that. So like,
I thought you were gonna say fans were like copy or they're making some kind of arts and crafts with their paper Trader Joe's, putting Wild Wing, cutting some Wild Wing. Anyway.
Yeah. No. But like, it's cool. Like every year we kind of try and do a good mix of like cool wearables that you could rock at games and you know, some collectibles like the bobbleheads and stuff like that. There's even other collectible items that I can't talk about it quite yet, but it's gonna be really cool. Some like kind of like full set type of stuff. And then some like what we kind of call functional. So like your blankets, that tote bag, you know,
overalls.
Like overalls, man. Hey, babe, can you make 12,000 pairs of these, please? And what makes it even more exciting this year is just with the new brand, like everything's new. Everything we come out with the new logo, it just feels fresh. And we're excited to kind of give away some stuff for you to start your guys' new collection of Ducks swag merch and everything this year.
It's like Orange Country, you know what, dude. I mean, it's time.
Yeah,
it's time. A lot of just juicy promos. I gotta lop it to Wild Wing here. What's up? It's almost like my boy Dr. J Calvert, who one of the best rhino. So I'm tossing Dr. J Calvert's name out there because he is a huge Ducks fan, awesome guy, Orange Alliance member. When you're an Orange Alliance member, you're the man. So shout out to Dr. J. Calvert. It's almost like he came in and just, hey, let me get a couple hours with Wild Wing. I'm gonna fix some things up here. But you are the one making a lot of decisions with Wild Wing. So let's hear it. Let's talk about just his new look.
Yeah, man. It was one of those things. Again, we go back to the off season here, and you know, we're going through a rebrand and turning that page. Again, we went from last year really celebrating the last 30 years, and now we're getting ready for the next 30 and beyond. So with the rebrand, we really leaned into like, hey, this new logo, it's always been kind of like this, like ambiguous, you know, like, is it Wild Wing? You know, everyone's kind of questioned it. And you know, we made the official stance that like, hey, this is Wild Wing. And the W's that you see on the sticks, those are officially like the W's that stand for Wild Wing. Right. And so we felt like we wanted to, you know, again, just from a branding standpoint, like let's match it. Let's go. Let's lean on in, you know, the orange, which then leads to the orange eyes. And, you know, hey, I get it. You know, change is change. Right. Like, I see all the chatter and whatnot. But again, it's really leaning into what we're doing as an organization here and Orange Country being all about the orange, because we are in Orange County and Wild Wing is emulating that as well.
More fire.
Dude, more I fire. Love the look, man. He looks like, look, there's a part of this that we want to be just more aggressive as a team. And I think, you know, with this change, Wild Wing looks meaner. It looks more aggressive and we're leaning into it.
You're the man. DJ Jojo is joining us here at Duckstream with his very own podcast called Spinning It. Hey, yo.
Man, it's official.
It's official.
It's official.
And October 15th is going to be the first show release date. So, yeah, baby. Let's go.
I'm so honored to just join this crew, man. You guys crush it to be able to like really come in and bring like a different kind of perspective and show, man. I'm super excited. I'm honored, truly.
Love you, dude.
Love you, man.
Come back to Eat 'Em Up anytime. Just because you got Spinning It now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's gonna just, you're gonna crush it.
Dude, thanks,
you're gonna crush it. And I just can't wait. I can't wait, but don't be a stranger to Eat 'Em Up.
Dude,
all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Don't be that. Like we gotta take this and just crush them.
Here's the thing, man. And I've been waiting to like kind of say this and really give you your flowers. Like to come from like being a former player to obviously like playing the role as like alumni for the org to like jump in this past year straight into the seat to be like an analyst. And then also like have your own podcast has been like truly like amazing to see, man. And you're crushing it. It seems like you've had prior experience, but like you didn't, right? Like you,
I've been secretly watching you since 2010. So here I am. Hey, bro. Thank you. Anytime. You're welcome back.
I appreciate it. I just want to let the people know, you know, it's like, hey, it's going to be a different show. You know, I'm not going to be the X's and O's guy,
but that's what we need.
You know,
we need the utility.
For sure.
You know, we have heavy hitters right now. We need just the, yeah, we need the DH. We need the DH
right
now.
Let's go. I'll play that role all day.
DH is knock it out of the park.
Let's go.
Jojo, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, man. Truly an honor. Can't wait to get this started. And I hope that you could come on the show too.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
We just like switch sides.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
How it works.
I mean, that's just hopefully I get on. I don't know. Hopefully I get on. So, hey, thanks for listening to Eat 'Em Up. Thanks to DJ Jojo. Oh, I'm gonna just listen to your stuff on the way home.
Let's get it.
That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do.
That's okay. What I do with your show.
You're a beauty. Thank you for listening to Eat 'Em Up. We'll catch you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.